And all of them have the same core cast.
Yes, they have the same characters, and they have running through them this rather gruesome tendency of orchids to push up among the cadavers. There is a theme of wild orchids that goes through all of the series.
It's a couple that are really at the heart of this. How would you characterize their relationship? Because it had its own weird kind of syncopation to it.
Well, I think you've done it very well for me. It's a strange relationship because they're two very different characters. Julian Wood is a landscape gardener. He loves nature, he loves flowers, he's obsessed with finding this mysterious unknown orchid. Mara Dunn, he's English, she is French Canadian. She has moved to the Dordogne to find her missing sister. That happens in the first book. And she stayed there. She's an interior designer. He likes tramping through the woods. She is an interior kind of person. She likes moving space around, even moving people around if she has to. So I purposely made them very, very different characters because it helps me to ratchet up the tension of the relationship, also the sexual tension between the two of them, because they don't always see eye to eye. Both these characters are can be kind of prickly at
Yeah,
times.
and he's orchid obsessed. I'm not sure if there's anybody who is involved with orchids who's not obsessed.
Oh, that's probably true.
But he really is a little on the crazed side of
Well,
finding.
he really wants to find this orchid, and he goes to China to find it, and he's trying to trace it back to its roots. And as he does so, he discovers some pretty horrifying things. She feels abandoned and is angry. It's a pretty common sort of situation that occurs between two people who I think basically do care about each other, but there's always that push-pull in the relationship. You know, the pull being, I want you to go my way. And the other guy says, no, get away. I don't want to go there. So that's really what I'm trying to develop here.
One of the things at the heart of this book, which I found personally interesting, was sleep. Because I'm guessing that you or somebody you know very well has gone in for one of those sleep studies.
I or somebody I know very well suffer from major insomnia. And so, I mean, I would say this book, if you were to wrap it up, it's sleepless nights and a lot of murder with a few orchids sprinkled here and there. I just don't sleep all that well, and I have, in fact, gone to a sleep clinic to have my sleep patterns analyzed. And sleeplessness is a major theme of this book because it also plays out in the issue of sleep drugs that people take.
We are a sleep-deprived society.
Yeah, it's true. Our average sleep time in the industrial world has been reduced massively over the past, I don't know, 50 years or whatever.
And fortunately, thank goodness for capitalism, there's money to be made from it.
Yes.
Sadly, though, at the expense of pretty much anything on the planet.
There is a problem of what's called biopiracy, where major companies, and these could be research companies, they can be pharmaceutical companies, but they really are scouring the earth for plant material that has any form of curative or healing property. And you know, we think of most of the drugs that we take as being synthetic, but many times a lot of them are based on biomaterial. The difficulty there is that a large company can go in and they can find a plant that has some sort of a property. Usually they find out about it through the indigenous knowledge of a local people. They take that, they patent it, then it's theirs.
I've seen this orchid fascination before. I don't get it myself.
Well, in defense of orchid lovers, I think they really do run the range of attachment to the flower. I mean, some of them probably are just as gentle and kindly as rose lovers or hollyhock lovers. But I think part of the problem that you may be touching on is that there's a lot of money in orchids. Now, there's a lot of money in other hybrid flowers as well, but orchids are a multi-billion dollar industry.
Billion?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And I'm talking about worldwide. They're traded illegally. I mean, there is a real, they're hunted illegally. They're supposed to be covered by CITES, conservation protection regulations, but they're smuggled. There is a sort of mystique to them. But the average person who has an orchid, who loves an orchid, who has a few that grow in their houses, they're normal people like the rest of us. I think that there are people who are obsessed, but you're going to find that in any area of interest.
The book is Kill for an Orchid. It's a novel of death in the Dordogne. I've been speaking with the novelist Michelle Wan, and Kill for an Orchid is published by Doubleday Canada.